Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I've so been looking forward to sharing this time with you, and I have a good word to share with you this week. But before I do, I just want to share with you something God has placed on my heart. There are many things in a personal way and as a relation to Unveil Christ Ministries that I've had before the Lord, and I've said, Lord, when is this going to happen? When is this going to come to pass? And of course, the scripture He quickened is found in Habakkuk 2 and 3, which declares, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. And the Lord strongly impressed upon me that He just wanted me to obey Him, because there are those of you listening today that are in a similar situation. God has placed dreams and visions upon your heart, things that perhaps you've shared with no one, things that are very dear and close to your heart, deeply buried within your spirit. And it's been discouraging, because it's like, Lord, is this ever going to happen? Is this really You, or is it just, you know, wishful thinking and hopes on my part? And I just want to obey the Lord. And the Lord would say to you, beloved, you've looked back, remembering the vision that I have given to you. You even recall the time that I did drop it into your spirit, place it within your heart. With this vision came also an assurance of the work that I would do in your life. And you have waited on me, says the Lord. You've waited for that fulfillment. You've waited for those prophetic words that have been declared over you to come to pass. You've waited long and wondered and said, Lord, when? How long, Lord, must I wait? And the adversary, the enemy, has withstood you, and he's tried to place doubts within your heart. He's tried to make you give up on those words that I have placed within you, to give up and reject the dream that I have given you, to refuse the vision as something unreal, as something as a figment of your own imagination. But I declare to you, my beloved, that the vision is for an appointed time, even as my word was given to Mary regarding those things that I would do for her at an appointed time. So you must wait for the appointed time of your vision. You cannot see how the Lord is working behind the scenes, bringing to pass and putting in place those things that are necessary for the fulfillment of the vision. I am the Lord. I am the author, and I am the finisher of your faith. I am He who authored the vision. I began it, and I will finish it. In the meantime, what I am doing is preparing you and training you and disciplining you, that you might be ready for the hour of my visitation. For if the vision would come and you would not be ready, how can it be fulfilled in completion and to the fulfillment and satisfaction of my heart? Therefore, in this time of waiting, I am showing you many things. I have also developing in you long-suffering and patience, and I declare unto you that time is short. The time for the soon return of the Son of Man hastens. So the time is coming for that fulfillment, that of which I have spoken to you. It will surely come to pass. My promises will not be delayed without purpose. That which I have spoken to you shall be done, says the Lord. Oh, Father, thank you for your encouragement. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that we shall not be impatient, but we shall know that you will hasten your word to perform it. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, even now, to encourage those who have gotten weary in well-doing, those who have said, Lord, Lord, when will we see the fulfillment? When will we see your promise come to pass? Father, I thank you that even now you will strengthen in the inner man. Lord, with your power and might, that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, Father, let your word be accomplished in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalm 89 and 34 says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, as I shared, as I began this broadcast, we want to look at a passage of Scripture starting today, and as long as the Lord would allow, a particular passage of Scripture that is going to bless you, that is going to give you the strength to stand in the time of trial and temptation. I'd like to ask you a question, brothers and sisters. How would you like never again to be offended? How would you like to live a victorious Christian life where no matter what the enemy hurls at you, even through loved ones, friends, the household of faith, that you will not be thrown off course, but you will stand your ground and be able to praise God? Does that sound something well nigh impossible? Well, I declare to you in the name of the Lord that it is not. Praise God. There is a beautiful passage of Scripture that I want to share with you found in Psalm 119, 165, and I will share the King James translation, which goes as follows. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Praise God. The Amplified translation of that same verse says, great peace have they who love your law. Nothing shall offend or make them stumble. Well, what an amazing statement that is from the Word of God. And I'd like to share with you that Jesus was very God, but he was also very man. He was the divine and the human combined in a fleshly body. The fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Jesus. Now, he's not with us on this physical earth. He ascended, but his glorified body is seated at the right throne of the Father. That's what he's doing right now. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession or praying for each one of us. Now, Jesus, because he was human, and the Hebrew says he was tempted in all points as we, what does that mean? He can relate to the feeling of our infirmities. He can relate to everything that you and I go through. So, did Jesus ever get offended? Well, what does it mean to offend? It means to cause difficulty or discomfort or injury, dislike, anger, or vexation, to violate, to transgress, to cause pain, hurt, to cause to sin or fall, to cause hurt feelings or resentment. Well, was Jesus ever hurt? Was he ever caused pain? I mean, this is a wide variety of or a description of many different emotional states. But of course, Jesus wept. Of course he was hurt, but we know that he was without sin. He never fell. And so the important thing you need to understand is that we can experience a whole gamut of feelings or emotions, but not sin. We sin with what we do with them. Was Jesus ever disliked? Did he ever encounter difficulty? Did he ever experience anger? Well, you can't read the Gospels without saying, well, yes, of course he did. In fact, I'd like to share with you a verse out of the 8th chapter of John, and the Jews were having a great problem with what the things that he said. And in verse 48, then answered the Jews and said unto him, referring to Jesus, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? In other words, they said, Jesus, you're possessed. You've got a devil. But Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. So obviously, Jesus was offended. He was hurt, of course, by what they were saying, but he did not sin. And so, beloved, I want you to understand that all manner of things can happen to you in the course of your day. Things that are going to hurt you. Things that will cause you anger or vexation. That will violate you. But you don't have to sin, or you don't have to stumble, or you don't have to fall, because you are going to respond like Jesus did. That's the high calling. Hallelujah. We don't have to go the way of anger and or of vexation. We can respond in a godly way. We can respond in a way that will give glory and honor to the Lord. James 1 and 14 says, and 15, but every person is tempted when he is drawn away or enticed or baited by his own evil desire, lust, or passion. Then evil desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth death. That's the Amplified Translation. So you see that this is a progression. It's a progression that we don't have to fall prey to. And it's my desire, and I believe it's the desire of the Holy Spirit, to write this promise on our hearts today. Psalm 119 and 165, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend or make them stumble. Praise God. What a promise this is, beloved. Nothing shall offend them. What does that mean? What do you suppose that means? Nothing shall offend them. Well, I suggest to you, it's nothing, nothing. There's absolutely nothing that can happen, not only in the present moment, but nothing from your past, nothing that shall occur in your future. This transcends time and eternity, beloved. What an amazing, incredible promise. If you will grab hold and lay hold of what the Holy Spirit wants to show and teach us, nothing shall offend you. And we want to continue on, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow, because we're going to learn some important statutes from the Word of God that we really can walk in this kind of victory. It's not impossible. The Word of God will not show to us or command us to do anything that flesh and blood cannot do with the strength of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Well, I'm going to bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. The announcer is going to give you our contact information, and I cannot tell you how eagerly I go to the post office every day to receive the letters of the partners and new people who would write. So if the Holy Spirit speak into your heart, obey Him. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.